Blog Talk Radio. Gospel in Iran results in a death sentence. The Voice of the Martyrs contacts reported that the Assize Court of the province of Gilan, Iran, officially charged Pastor Yusef Nardarkhani with apostasy. The court said the pastor is an apostate because he believes in Jesus and has shared his faith with others.
The court files say Pastor Yusef has denied the prophethood of the great prophet of Islam and the rule of the sacred religion of Islam. He's proven his apostasy by organizing evangelistic meetings and inviting others to Christianity, establishing a house church, baptizing people, along with expressing his faith to others, and denying Islamic values.
Let the Voice of the Martyrs bring you testimonies of today's heroes of the faith. Subscribe to VOM's free monthly newsletter at 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Call 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs, the Christian nonprofit organization.
For 4 years, she tried to get to one of my seminars. She was tormented. She was a tortured, tormented disciple who tried to get to one of my seminars in the East Coast here in the United States, but failed in every attempt. Now, why did she fail? Well, the demon sabotaged her each and every time. Every single time she tried to make a plan to get to one of our seminars, sabotage, hindrance, opposition. Just a lot of challenges, spiritual challenges. However, she just kept on fighting and she prevailed. And that's something that I often teach on in our seminars, is the need to be persistent in spiritual warfare. Those of you who are not familiar with scriptures, we see Jesus referring to a widow in the New Testament. That's a parable where it speaks about how a widow, to get her justice, was kept. She kept on being persistent with the judge to get some justice, to obtain justice. And because of her persistence, she was able to receive justice. Sometimes you just have to keep on fighting. Warfare is about fighting. Not to give in, being persistent, being intentional, being disciplined, and keep on fighting in Jesus' name. She kept on fighting, and she prevailed. She was able to make the trip. She traveled into the Washington, D.C. area. Now, it wasn't that long ago, for one of my seminars. And I'm so happy she attended the seminar, because God in that meeting set her free, and God was so pleased to display his awesome power and love in our midst. As I began to pray for her, demons rose up and battled me. Some of the spirits had surfaced that had been in the bloodline for more than 1,000 years. It's astounding to think how demons can remain in our bloodlines for many, many generations, many, many thousands of years, even speaking about even multiple thousands of years. They're able to stay if they have rights. And they had rights. They spoke out in the seminar out of this woman, and they revealed much. They said, "We have been here for more than 1,382 years, the evil spirits boasted to me. We entered her ancestors while they were involved in a war in Indonesia. They traveled to Indonesia. They got involved in the war. They touched the dead, and we invaded them." It was a very fascinating deliverance I participated in there in the Washington, D.C. area. As a result of her ancestors being in Indonesia during wartime and touching some of the war dead, it allowed the demons, the evil spirits, to the right by which to enter the family bloodline. Indonesia, a nation I have visited, has been a country, historically speaking, plagued by various kinds of conflicts, invasions, and wars. I have traveled to Indonesia. And I remember visiting Indonesia. I took a ship over from Singapore in Southeast Asia. And I remember as we got close to the port city to dock, to disembark, I immediately was confronted with some oppressive, satanic oppressive waves of satanic demonic bondage. It was tangible. It was so real. Sure, the nation has, historically speaking, been plagued by various kinds of conflicts, invasions, and wars, but they've also been plagued by all kinds of various kinds of demons, nefarious evil spirits, experienced it firsthand. So it didn't surprise me when the demons boasted how they were in Indonesia. We bring her torment and a persistent cough for the past 10 years, the demons revealed to me gleefully. Now, it's interesting, persistent cough. You know, demons can cause physical ailments. Many of you listening to this podcast, even now, as you're listening to my voice, you're being plagued by a physical ailment. And it's not because of your environment. I'm not dismissing there are environmental issues to explore, to investigate. And I'm not here to say that directly every physical ailment is directly a demon, though I think it all goes back to the power of Satan, obviously. But I think there's much more involved than people realize when it comes to the demonic. And this lady had a persistent cough, and the demons boasted how they were tormenting her, and now had they brought this persistent cough for her for the past 10 years, a long time. I mean, it was true. She'd been suffering from horrible pains and that terrible cough that just wouldn't go away. The demons caused it. Many of you are under affliction because of evil spirits, because of the demonic, because of Satan. And as soon as these evil spirits were expelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the pains, the persistent cough, disappeared. Disappeared. Don't be naive. Demons cause diseases, pains, sicknesses, infirmities, afflictions. I think much of what we're experiencing here in the nation on earth and with among the nations of the world is caused by demonic, evil spirits, the conspiracy of evil spirits. The demons cause sicknesses. Demons are behind COVID-19, the coronavirus commotion, the coronavirus chaos. It's being orchestrated by the powers of Satan in alignment with the powers of the Antichrist. No mistake about it. It's very clear. And I remember in the seminar, as soon as the evil spirits were expelled, the pains, that persistent cough, disappeared. We noticed that she wasn't hacking anymore. God cured her. We also have a brain disease we're about to afflict her with. The demonic spirits inform me. That's wicked. It's wicked, my friends. We have a brain disease, they said. I actually documented what they said when they spoke to me. We also, quote, we also have a brain disease we're about to afflict her with, close quote. That's what the demonic spirits inform me. Demons can bring brain disease. They bring STDs, cancer, multiple sclerosis, polio, malaria. I could go on and on and on. Hundreds of kinds of afflictions and diseases. It's demons, my friends. It's demons. They're wicked. We're at war, my friends, with these nefarious powers that are seeking your destruction. Many of it's rooted in witchcraft, generational curses that you need to be aware of, that you need to explore yourself and find out what's causing your sickness, your infirmity. It's because the demons entered so many generations ago because of what your ancestors did. Something to investigate, to explore. I mean, I was just stunned during this deliverance how 1,300 years earlier, her ancestors, as a result of them getting involved in the war in Indonesia and touching the war den, the demons were able to get in and travel right through the bloodline with no hindrance. In fact, if I remember correctly, they boasted how they had never been dealt with before. But they had remained in the bloodline all these hundreds of years without any opposition. Well, the reason why we have this podcast, one of the many reasons we have this podcast, is to oppose the demonic. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, a superior power. I'm not about to back down to COVID-19. I'm not going to bow down to coronavirus. It has to bow before me, for I am in the living Jesus Christ, my living God, who has all power and authority over COVID, who has all power and authority over coronavirus. And my friends, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I'm going to be discussing here today this whole subject, the demonic ailments that are behind the coronavirus, this COVID-19. Coronavirus, COVID-19? Sure, I understand there's physical ailments involved. But I'm here to tell you, on the basis of God's holy word, because in Luke chapter 13, Jesus at one point entered a synagogue and he dealt with a woman who had a spirit of infirmity that afflicted her with pain and discomfort and torment. And until Jesus came and placed his hands upon her and healed her, the demon was cast out. Then she was set free from the satanic bondage, from the spirit of infirmity. Spirits are able to cause physical problems. And the solution is Jesus Christ. There are demonic ailments of the coronavirus I want to discuss on today's edition of Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next few minutes exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance. You know, God has bestowed upon this global mission extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys, the wonders, and the glories of God's heavens. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. Taste of his powers at jbartlettmissions.com. Heavenly experiences are for real, my friends. Watch and see at jbartlettmissions.com. jbartlettmissions.com. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons and healing for your broken heart? I'm available, along with our ministry team. We're available to travel to your location and meet you at a neutral location to pray and minister to you and your family. We will travel domestically, internationally. Now, there are just a limited amount of sessions available, so please contact us today to schedule at 877-483-5519 or email us at jay@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com. Schedule a personal, confidential, loving ministry session with us today, 877-483-5519, or email us at jay@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com. Welcome back to Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett. I'm speaking on the subject of the demonic ailments of the coronavirus of COVID-19. Now, we're dealing with something that has affected the world. It's affected every nation of the world. On some level, economically, psychologically, within medicine, within education, in every sphere of life. This COVID-19, this coronavirus has impacted everybody at some level on this planet. How is this possible? This must be a strong force. It is a strong force. I'm convinced, and I've already done some podcasts on this subject, but God has recently revealed some more things I'll be sharing on this podcast and in upcoming podcast. We're dealing with a very strong evil spirit. How do I know it's very strong? Because it's been able to get the attention of the entire world, basically. Essentially, everyone on earth has been impacted. And that's something you don't see in the history of mankind. You just don't see it. I could give you a few examples here and there. I believe going back many, many, multiple thousands of years ago in the days of Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, I think that some of the evil spirits that were operating, that were taking upon, in many cases, human male form, and they were taking wives for themselves. It was spirit. These were spirit husbands and wives that were cohabitating with humans. These were extraordinarily strong spirits. How do I know they were strong? Well, if you look at Genesis chapter 6, I believe one of the reasons, I think there's a multiplicity of reasons why the global flood took place, but I think it's clear from Genesis chapter 6, one of the reasons why God brought forth the global flood on earth, wiping out everything, was because of these strong spirits surfacing. Very strong. And God saw the wickedness of man's interaction with these particular evil spirits and the evil spirits' interaction with humans. We're talking about very strong spirits that have impacted the world. They impacted the known world during Noah's day, and we see coronavirus, COVID-19, is impacting the nations of the world today. Now, what are some of the demonic elements that are operating? Well, I can tell you this. I mean, Demonology 101, and I've been dealing with demons for over 30 years on every single continent of the world. I've been involved in tens of thousands of deliverances. So I'm speaking from a global perspective, having to travel to every continent of the world, many, many different nations, nearly 75 nations of the world. So I'm speaking from a global perspective. Not a regional, local lie. I'm speaking from a global perspective, somebody who's been doing this for decades and tens of thousands of cases. This is a serious force. It's a serious force. And these are intelligent beings. And they've been able to do something that I'm not aware that evil spirits have been able to do before in the history of mankind. And I'm going to be discussing what they've been able to do. Now, we know There's three things on this podcast, I like to talk about in terms of the demonic elements of the coronavirus, COVID-19. Well, number one, we already know they instill fear, they invoke terror, and they disseminate oppression. I think we all get that. I think everybody sees that. I think that's pretty clear. They instill fear, the demonic, invokes terror, and disseminates oppression to individuals, to communities, and to nations of the world. But I think it goes beyond that. Number two. So that's number one. Number two, but it also, these spirits behind the coronavirus, COVID-19, I think it's the spirits of death. I think it's the spirits of Lucifer. I think it's the spirits of the Antichrist, because I think this is a dry run. What we're experiencing on earth is a dry run. It's in preparation for the coming of the Antichrist, types of Antichrist. Maybe not the Antichrist, in the near future, but no doubt types of Antichrist, which we've seen throughout history. More on that on a future podcast. But the spirits behind the coronavirus and COVID-19, which I believe the spirits of Lucifer, spirits of death, spirits of infirmity, spirits of the Antichrist, strong evil spirits working in conjunction, working together. They have essentially shut the voice of the church. Think about that. I'm not aware, especially looking back the past 2,000 years of church history, where something has taken place on a global scale that's shut the voice of the church, especially in modern times. I can't think of a time. I have noticed the church, and I continue to travel. As many of you know, I continue to travel throughout this country, and I've noticed the church has largely, there's been exceptions, and thank God for the exceptions, but the church has largely remained silent in the face of this chaos, this coronavirus commotion, COVID-19. The church has remained silent, and thank God for those who have risen above the oppression and have spoken in a compelling manner, forcefully, to the truth of the gospel and to confront the demonic. But it's few and far in between. They're just not many. And I've noticed largely the church has remained silent. Churches are basically closed. I can't think of another time in the history of the church where, globally speaking, the church has been largely closed. And I'm speaking about the visible church. You just don't see the churches are being proactive. They're not being proactive. They're basically being silenced. They're closed. The churches are basically closed. They're intimidated. They're fearful. And in particular, they're fearful. They're intimidated by the demonic. And I think they're fearful and intimidated by the governing authorities. Now, I get the fact that in Romans 13, we are to respect the governing authorities. I'm all for that, to honor the governing authorities. But we, the church of the living God, our commander-in-chief is King Jesus, whom we bow to. We bow to the Lord Jesus Christ. We follow his orders. And his orders remain the same. We are to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are to go into all the world, not to be intimidated. We're not to be fearful. We are to listen to God first and foremost. We don't listen to the governing authorities first and foremost. We listen to God first and foremost. We are to honor the governing authorities. But it's gotten to the point where the church has bowed down to the governing authorities as if they're not reporting even or listening to the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I see there's a disconnect. I see there's something terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. The church has basically remained silent. They've been intimidated and they're fearful. Number three. The church is experiencing a paralysis, if you will. The church is essentially not able to move forward, it seems like, to carry out its divine purpose and function. I sense a paralysis. So you may be wondering, well, Jay, what do we do? What does the church do? Well, I think there's three basic things. And I'll talk more about this on a future podcast coming up. But I think we have to. You and I, we're the church. The church is not necessarily a building, and I understand the visible church aspect. The church is you and I, born-again believers, who love and adore Jesus Christ. We need to, number one, there's three things I think we need to be doing. In the face of the spiritual warfare against coronavirus, the strong spirit, COVID-19, number one, we need to be assured, rest assured of what Jesus has promised. And what did Jesus promise? Goes back to what Jesus promised to Peter back in the Gospel of Matthew when he said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Will not. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Will not. Will not. Will not. I really want to emphasize, will not prevail against the church. The church will prevail. So we need to rest assured that Jesus will prevail. Doesn't matter what happens, God wins. We win because we're in Jesus Christ, his son. So that's number one. Number two, in the face of the coronavirus and the COVID-19, we need the church. That's you and I. We need to rise to the occasion and be a voice. And what does that mean? In other words, we need to speak out. You know, the enemy's trying to get us to cover our mouths. Have you noticed that? these orders, these incredibly demonic orders. Now, I understand in some cases that I think it's prudent. And for example, in a hospital, when you're around many sick people during this crisis, I get the fact, okay, you have a face covering. But I see such abuse of this, the orders to mandate face coverings. So much abuse. And I think there's a demonic aspect. There is a demonic element to this. The demons are trying to silence the voice of the believer in Jesus Christ. They're threatened by our voice. And God has moved powerfully on this planet in recent generations, performing extraordinary miracles and signs and wonders. I know in our seminars and our meetings, we're experiencing astounding. And here in 2020, we are moving forward in a very compelling, passionate, courageous manner. I mean, we are witnessing the most incredible miracles known to man. Well, and I think many other churches and ministries can report the same. Well, Satan had enough. He wanted to fight back, so he worked with these other spirits, spirits of death, spirits of the Antichrist, spirits of infirmity and sickness. They all gathered together. And a conspiracy, a plot, a plan was crafted, was developed against the body of Christ, which included muzzling us, shutting us down, literally causing us to wear face masks, cloths, preventing us to be able to speak clearly the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank God for the internet, the advent of the internet, where I'm able to get behind this microphone and speak to you clearly. And perhaps you're listening to this podcast and you would like to be saved. You'd like to be born again. Jesus is coming very soon. I don't know the time or date, but he's coming back. And right now, if you repent of your sins, you need to bow your heart and your mind to Jesus Christ. Right now, he's Lord. He's the one who died on the cross. He's the one who raised from the dead. He is Lord. He has set it to the Father's right hand, whereby all powers are in submission, including coronavirus, including COVID-19, bows to the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to bow. Right now, you need to bow. You're wicked, just like any of us who've been born again. All of us deserve hell because of what we have done. But in his grace, in his mercy, in his love, he has rescued us. He will rescue you if you repent. Jesus says, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. You need to acknowledge you're a sinner. Ask God to cleanse you. He loves you. He cares for you. He'll cleanse you and purify you right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I repent of my sin and I trust in you. And you alone, fill me with your love, your peace, your power, your presence. And I promise to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. And if you prayed that prayer, let me know. We'd like to send you some resources to help you. So again, the solution to all this chaos, be assured that Jesus has built his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Number two, we need to speak out. We need to be a voice. If we're not, if we can't be a voice, who will be? We have to speak out. Jesus says, go. The command has not changed. Matthew 28, go into all the world. And number three, we need to start casting out demons. Mark 16 is very clear. We need to confront the coronavirus, which there is a spirit behind it. We need to confront the coronavirus. Let's make this place, this earth, a safer place, a healthier place. You want the death rate to drastically decline? And sick people, the amount of people getting sick with this COVID-19 and all these crazy stuff that's happening in the world, all this disease and sicknesses, begin to confront the demonic and expelling it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As Jesus says, in my name, you'll drive out devils, including the devil. And these are intelligent beings. I get the fact that they're very intelligent, but we could cast them out and send them to the abyss in Jesus' name. I bless each and every one of you in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.